Till next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
Depression, anxiety, panic attacks, guilt, self-esteem, and stress. Problems that affect individuals and families every day. Dr. Frederick L. Stevens is a licensed psychologist who has extensive counseling experience. Providing counseling from a Christian perspective, he specializes in helping people overcome these problems and build their self-esteem, reduce guilt, and improve marital relationships. Dr. Frederick L. Stevens, located in Port St. Lucie, is available at 772-398-4377.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
In 2015, God's going to reveal the sun to our city. Something's going to happen in our city. Hear what I'm saying? Oh, this is better than what y'all saying. This is better. This deserves a better response than what I'm getting. But that's all right. I understand. God's going to reveal the Son to us more than ever before. But after He reveals it to the church, He's going to reveal it to our city. I don't exactly know what that looks like, but God says He's going to reveal it to this. Something is going to happen in our cities. And it ain't going to be no mistake about it that it's the Lord. Amen. So He's going to first reveal Him to us in a way that we've never known Him, which is going to cause great worship, great praise, great intimacy, great brokenness, great humility. 2015, we are going to go beyond the dimensions, beyond the perceptions of just flesh and blood. See, we're no longer going to know Jesus after the flesh. We're going to know Him after the Spirit. You see, what we have is not just a doctrine. It's a person. Many are going to know Him as a person more than they've ever known Him before. But in 2015, we will see beyond the perception of flesh and blood. Many scales are going to come off of eyes. You've been saved, you love God, but God's going to remove some scales. And you are no longer going to see things after the flesh and blood. You're going to see them by the Spirit of God. When Jesus asked His disciples, He said, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" Many said, some say you're a prophet. Some say Elijah. Some say Jeremiah. But He said, "Whom do you say?" Then God removed the scale. Peter said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus began to rejoice. He said, "For flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but My Father, which is in heaven." And you know what? Everything, if you read that the gospel there, everything shifted from that moment forward. Nothing was the same. 2015, we will see God beyond the perception of mere flesh and blood. We will not know Jesus any longer after the flesh. We will know Him by the Spirit. Number one, there was extraordinary dimensions of Christ will be revealed. Number two, communion with Christ is going to become very deep and very intimate. God is going to reveal Himself to us in such supernatural ways. It's going to cause deep and very meaningful intimacy to be established in our hearts. I said, God is going to reveal Himself to us in supernatural ways that is going to cause deep. See, the deep is about to call unto the deep. God's about to call you out into the deep to where meaningful intimacy is going to be manifested and established in your heart. Amen. In 2015, your passion for Christ is going to intensify. It's not going to become lukewarm. It's not going to get cold. It's going to intensify. Every service, every opportunity, every prayer meeting, You're going to be sitting on the edge of your seat, expecting from God, trusting God, believing God, receiving from God. I say in 2015, your intimacy, your passion is going to intensify. In 2015, our passion, many in this house right now, your passion is going to increase. So I prophesy to you now, many are going to be caught up in the Spirit. 2015, there are going to be those that are caught up. Paul said, I remember a man about 14 years ago, whether in the body or in the spirit, I don't know, but he was caught up. I said, supernatural experiences. God is going to, many will be taken up in the spirit. Look at somebody, tell them, that's me, that's me. God's going to take me. God's going to show me. Some of us are going to hear things that are not lawful to be uttered. In other words, you ain't going to be able to repeat it. Because you don't have words for it. You don't know how to repeat what you saw. These new dimensions of Christ that he's going to bring us into and give us privilege to sojourn in are going to come with a specific grace and a specific assignment. It's not just mere entertainment. You're going to be caught up. God's going to give you grace, instruction, and assignment. You're not going to be wondering what to do, which way to turn, what to say. God's going to give you specific grace with specific assignments. Tell someone, no more floundering. No more wandering. No more guessing. When God catches you up, you will know exactly. Like Issachar, you will know exactly what you are to do. Exactly where you are to be. Amen. You'll be accurate in the spirit. We will be positioned in 2015 in a new stature. And we will operate in authority that comes directly from the throne. People are going to know that you are moving in God. No doubt about it. I'm telling you, let me retract. God's going to do something in the city in 2015 that's going to catch the attention of the city in 2015. We will be positioned. Get ready for a brand new dimension of stature. Get ready to operate in authority that comes directly from God. When they arrested Peter and John and they interrogated them, they said, we perceive that these men have been with Jesus because they spoke with authority. Not as the scribes and the Pharisees. They weren't guessing. They weren't unsure. They weren't wavering. They were speaking with authority from the throne. Number three, God is going to reaffirm the covenant. He's going to reaffirm the covenant. In other words, God's covenant and his plan are going to become crystal clear to you. God's covenant and his plan for your particular life, for your business, for your family, your place in the house of God, your standing in the community, how you relate, amen, your purpose and your destiny, your covenant standing is going to become crystal clear to you. You'll have no more guessing about your identity. There'll be no more shame, no more fear. Amen. No more wandering. Amen. The covenant and plan are going to become clear. I want you to repeat this with me, this part of it. Say this with me. My struggles in the flesh are going to cease. Say it again. My struggles in the flesh are going to cease. In 2015, some struggles in your flesh are going to come to a screeching halt. Hallelujah. And when that happens, obedience is going to be produced. You won't struggle with obedience. You won't struggle with your flesh. You see, flesh is a number of things, but when we talk about grace, when we talk about flesh, flesh represents your own strength. and all the negativity and all the stuff that pertain to the works of the flesh. But in 2015, those struggles are going to be totally subdued. And it will produce obedience. It won't be hard to obey. You won't struggle with obedience. Amen. 2015. All the benefits of covenant up until now, what we've experienced, are going to become better and better, richer and richer, fuller and fuller. We've experienced covenant, but you've not experienced the covenant benefits that you're going to experience in 2015. Because you are a child of the covenant. You know, Mephibosheth was a child of a covenant, but he struggled for a good part of his life until the king summons him. Tell somebody, the king is calling me. 2015, he's summoning you to an intimacy with him. He's bringing you to his table now. Come on, there's a divine grace. Come on, I said there's a divine grace. Amen. Covenant benefits are going to get better and better. Number four, this is what I love. I love it all, but this I really love. There's a realm of the celestial that is going to be opened. I declare to you, your spiritual eyes are going to behold what is never beheld before. Because God is going to open the celestial realm. There's a celestial realm that will be revealed, that will be opened. I prophesy to you, and some you'll hear testimonies in 2015, there will be supernatural encounters. I said there's going to be supernatural encounters. The Lord says, be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for some have entertained angels unaware. Supernatural encounters. The heavenly realm is going to become easy to access. There are going to be times in your devotion that heaven and earth are going to become one and the same. Whether in the spirit or in the flesh, you're not going to know. There will be angels that visit. I said there will be angels in 2015. I'm prophesying to you what God has prophesied to me. There will be angelic hosts that visit. Some will see them in bodily form in 2015. The angelic realm, we are going to better understand it. And how to sojourn in and out of that dimension. Here's a wonderful thought. Spiritual warfare will become easy. Spiritual warfare. In your spiritual warfare, your warfare is going to become easier. And look, warfare is going to become shorter. Victory is going to be established easily. Won't be the long, drawn-out battles. No, no, no. You speak a word and the enemy is out of the way.
Thank you for joining us as we continue the year of Kingdom Advancement 2015 will bring extraordinary dimensions of Christ. You will see facets of his nature and attributes that have never been revealed before. There will be the release of a spirit of wisdom and revelation. You will know by the Spirit God's kind intention for this generation. Allow God's mega grace to work in your life. Align yourself properly in order to experience those new dimensions of Christ for your life.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS. Or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.